Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. The U.S. military shot down the now infamous high-altitude Chinese spy balloon, which Beijing claimed was simply a weather balloon gone awry after initially delaying the action because the balloon was over land. President Biden congratulated the aviators that accomplished the task off the eastern seaboard. I can't imagine there is much challenge in shooting down a floating balloon with the supersonic AIM-9X Sidewinder missile fired from the world's most advanced fighter jet, but I'm sure the pilot had some fun. I couldn't help but think how somehow this reminded me of the Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell taking down the American consumer and the economy to accomplish his mission of bringing down inflation. On the subject of inflation and spy balloons, one is too high and the other one used to be. Both situations are untenable, although the solution to the balloon was to quickly bring it down to zero altitude. With inflation, the desired level is not zero, but definitely lower than it is. Fed Chief Jerome Powell can't use a guided missile to shoot down our current inflation problem, but I bet he wish he could. Instead of Sidewinder missiles, the Fed's weapons are interest rate hikes, quantitative tightening, and various Federal Open Market Committee operations. Without getting too far into those weeds, just know that all three tools at the Fed's disposal is to remove money from the American economic system, destroy the consumer's ability to buy so many gewgaws, and make borrowing more expensive, all of this to reduce demand, which will bring down inflation. Unlike the Sidewinder, however, the Fed's inflation weapons are not nearly as accurate and are highly unpredictable as to their effectiveness until way later after they're used. What this means is like firing a Sidewinder missile and not being told if you hit the mark until after you've landed and turned off the airplane. Yeah, the Fed's tools are kind of like that. The combination of raising interest rates, quantitative tightening, and the Federal Open Market Committee operations are called monetary policy. Simply put, monetary equals money. So monetary policy basically means messing with the money supply in our economy. By messing with the money in the system, it means either putting more money into the economy or withdrawing money from the economy. The Fed uses these three tools that I just mentioned to accomplish the task. When the Feds put more money into the economy, there's more cash sloshing around in everybody's pockets, and they subsequently buy more stuff, driving up prices. The lower interest rates also make borrowing money less expensive, which means the consumer can spend more of that money, and that drives demand even higher, which drives inflation a little bit higher. When the Feds take money out of the system, the exact opposite happens. Demand falls, so prices drop, but so do wages and home prices and stocks. People, in essence, get poorer, and some go broke. Unfortunately, some others are even worse off and go hungry. When the military uses its missiles, the spy balloon is destroyed. When the Fed uses their weapons against inflation, the consumer gets crushed. Making matters worse, the Fed, nor anyone else for that matter, knows exactly how many consumers it will crush in the process until way later, like 6 to 18 months later. Unfortunately, because of the complexity of the system, monetary policy is a very broad and inaccurate sword. And in an economy the size of ours, its use is a highly unpredictable maneuver. Simply put, it's impossible to know how much is too much and how long is too long in its implementation. The recent downing of the spy balloon was done over water to mitigate the chances of damage to life, limb, or property, and thankfully no such damage occurred. Unfortunately, however, many argue, including myself, that it is not so when the Fed has used its monetary weapons in the past. Historically, they're not very good at it. Since monetary policy takes up to 6 to 18 months to reveal its final effect on the economy, it's impossible to know exactly when enough becomes too much. The result then becomes, on the way up, an overheating economy and massive inflation. Sound familiar? But on the way down, which is, by the way we are going now, it can mean a crushing recession as the Fed overshoots in the other direction. Only time will tell if we get a soft landing or a devastating crash. That's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities or the opinion of any bank, registered investment advisor, this media outlet, their staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license, OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti.
it's a crime. Share it, fair it, but don't take a slice of mine.